Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. Thursday night this week. Thursday night. I'm glad you found it. We're going to have a fantastic time. I'm taking a little bit of a break from painting tonight, and I'm working on a really, really cool Lindsay Buckingham painting right now. But taking a break from that because we've got a fantastic guest on tonight. We've got Dale Lytle from the Angelus Band out all the way out in California. Welcome back, Dale. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing good. I hear you. We were talking a little bit before we came on the air, man. I'm having the allergies here as well. It's terrible. I don't know what happened.
I just had a major sneeze attack, bro. I mean, it was like, it's horrible. When I sneeze, I mean, it's not just – what a way to open the show, right? I mean, hello, everybody. But, yeah, I just had a major sneeze attack, and then it was just – I'm not one of those that sneezes twice. I just go forever, and it's horrible. So,
I'm the same way.
I got to tell you, we got a – you painted a photo, and I want to thank you from the last time that we did the show. It's really good. I love it, bro. You know, you do great
very
work,
cool.
It's
easy
really,
to be
really
inspired
good.
By your fantastic music, you know? It's easy to be
inspired.
Well,
thank you, man.
Since we talked the last show, you had mentioned this was on the horizon, and now it's happened. You guys have a brand new album out, right? Came out last month?
We put it together when Claire went out of the country last year, and then in July actually, and got everything ready for her, and then she came back and we gave it to her, and she went and did all her magic, and she did a tremendous job, and we had it's a concept album. It's not just a party, have fun, all that kind of stuff. But we do have a few happy party songs on it. Keep On Dancing is one of them. But it's more an in-depth, if you will, kind of CD. The songs are about, it's called Killers of the Game. It's about the hidden, I don't really want, I'm going to say it, I guess. It's about ISIS, man. A lot of it is about how they hide. They don't come out. We don't say ISIS on the album. And it's just how they are the hidden enemies. And you can't, it's hard to fight somebody you can't see. They don't come out. They don't,
absolutely.
They're hidden. And
absolutely.
It's kind of, it's scary, bro. It's a real scary thing that we all got to really think about what's happening. in the world today, it just happened in London. And
yesterday, attacks yesterday, it's just crazy. It's the world.
It's horrible, man.
We
it's
need
horrible.
More rock and roll out there. Now you guys had a big record release party, right? In, at the Rainbow. This is end of April. How cool is that?
Yes, we did.
Back to the Rainbow.
It was a lot of fun. Lynn Stray showed up and the guys from Brute Force, Hammer and Jammer, or Jammer and Hammer, and they were a great, great bunch of guys, and Rock Avenue Records USA, and just a lot of longtime friends, and just really had a good time, and my wife for the first time had the Rainbow Pizza, and I don't know if you know anything about it, but they got the best pizza in the world, bro, And I kept telling her year after year, she's going, why don't you take me down there? And I used to live down at the Rainbow, every night after rehearsal or whatever show. That was my life. That's where we went every night until, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. hanging out with everybody, you know, from Kevin DeBro to just everybody. You could name Carlos, all the guys from everybody, Wasp, Chris Holmes, Josh Connie just loved the pizza. She finally got to have the rainbow pizza, and that was the best thing. That was probably the best thing about the whole thing.
That's cool, man. That's cool. Hey, we got a call. Let's take a call, Dale. We got a caller on the line here.
All right.
Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dale Lytle of Angela's Band. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you.
Hey, I'm one of Angela's biggest fans.
Okay. Thank you,
yeah,
man.
I love the new CD.
Great. Excellent.
Killers of the Game, baby. Living
right
for
on.
The future. Cold Day in Hell. Fallen.
I think I know this voice.
Keep on Dancing. Band Plays On. Black Lightning. Freedom. Whole Lot of Love, baby.
What about Jet City?
Oh, I know that song, dude. I wrote that song, man.
That's right. So,
nice.
What the heck? What are we going to name this new album of yours, bro?
I can't reveal the sources yet, but we're working on it, buddy. But I just wanted to call in and say hello to you
and
everybody there at Pop Rocks and, you know, Port Angeles 110%, my brother.
I love you, man. I support you 120,000% also, bro. You're right on. Carlos, you're a great dude.
When you get off the phone, call me, man. I got a show Saturday night with Faster Pussycat. We can't do it. We need a band to fill it in. So call me when you get done with your radio interview, brother.
Oh. Okay, you got it, Carl. All right, bro. We'll call you.
All right,
okay.
Man. Angeles rocks, guys.
There you go, Dale. How about that?
Right
that
on.
Is awesome.
Yep. That's great,
making
man. That's
making
great.
Deals on the radio. I love it.
You'll only have to learn
a bunch of new songs, but no, I'm kidding. That's awesome. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
That's real cool. Awesome.
You know, Josh, if you don't mind, I wanted to take a moment and thank some people here that have supported our group pages, and they've worked really hard at doing so. And I hope I don't leave anybody out, but I want to thank Tracy for doing our California. Tracy Newkirk handled our California page. And I also really want to thank Kobe from Idaho, Sticks Kobe, and Beck Carter. She's been extremely helpful as well out of Tennessee. And we got Tim that's handling Hawaii. And we got Jonathan Cleveland that's done a lot with us on New Mexico group page, and Debbie Cabarelli in Virginia. And I really want to put a big shout out to them. They've really helped us and done a lot for us, and they're really supportive, and I really appreciate everything they've done.
That's cool. And, folks, if you don't know what the group pages are, these are Angela's Band has pages on Facebook, social media, for different areas, and they let people know when the band's coming to town and updates and all kinds of stuff like that. Very, very cool. Very cool how you guys do that. I like that.
So how have you been, man? What's been happening?
Good. Just working. Hey, we got another call. Let's take another call. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Dale Lytle.
Well, hello. Hi, Dale. It's Amy. How you doing, baby?
Oh, hey, Amy. How are you? How's Arizona? It's hot. I know. It's real hot.
Yeah, it's hot. And I've been waiting all day, and I kept telling to myself, I've got to remember to call in. I haven't talked to you in forever. And I'm actually in the middle of a cardio workout talking to you, looking like a tool at the gym. But I had to get on this to say hi to my band.
Yo, man,
awesome.
Amy takes care of our Arizona page, and she's great. She's last time we went out there, and every time we go out there and play, she's right there, and she's just a great lady. And I love that. How'd you like that statement about Nikki Six?
I did. I loved it. But, you know, there's not a workout in the world that would put me in his league. But thank you for being a fan of mine. I appreciate
Hell
it.
Hell yeah. You got it,
When are you guys coming back out here again?
Well, we're waiting to hear from Regina. And I think more than likely it'll probably be us and Stonebreed.
Okay.
I just got off the phone with Carlos, and I'm supposed to call him after the show. But
uh-huh.
Right now we're waiting on Regina's going to be taking care of Tucson and Phoenix. So I'm not
All
sure.
Right.
We're waiting to hear right now.
Well, I can't wait, I'll tell you. Seems like every time you come here, I've only got a small minute to spare. So I'm trying to plan ahead. So I've got a long time to spend with you guys.
Well,
love the new album.
You'll know. You'll know right away.
Oh,
thank you so much. Thank you so much,
amazing.
Amy. Really appreciate it. All right. That's
all
great.
Right. Well, I'm going to get off here before I pass out from working out and trying to talk at the same time. So.
Yeah, be careful with that heat out there. I was talking to my brother. He lives out there, you know, as well, you know, Derek. And he's telling me it's like 120 degrees and stuff.
It's hot today. And today's the first day of monsoon. So we're going to start getting a little bit of little bit of humidity going, so it's going to get unbearable for the next 6 weeks.
Oh, no.
So.
Yeah,
right,
we got some.
We're going to
keep. I love you, too.
Okay, you guys take care, and thank you for taking my call.
Oh,
absolutely.
No problem.
Absolutely.
Love you, Amy.
I love you.
Hey,
bye-bye.
Dale, let's keep Amy going with her workout. Let's play a track off the new album. I've got four queued up here. I've got A Cold Day in Hell, Fallen, Keep on Dancing, and Killers of the Game. What should we play first, do you think?
You know what? Start it with the starting of the album. Go with Killers of the Game.
Here it is, folks. This is Angelus, Killers of the Game. Awesome. We're going to play it, then we'll talk about it. I'm blown away by this. I love it. Here it is.
We are killers.
Yeah.
Killers of the Game, Angelus. What a that's the title track off the brand new Angelus album, Killers of the Game. Dale, that's a fantastic track, man. I dig it. I dig it.
Thank you, bro. It's Ground Zero, you know. It's there's a video out that's it's on YouTube right now, and it's coming, should be any day on Vivo along with our other ones. And it's
nice.
It's really you know, it's the words speak for themselves. It's like I said, it's a concept album about everything that's been happening and what's going on. For the most part, there's a lot of tracks or some tracks that just start that way. It wasn't completely serious. In fact, our next album is probably not going to be this way at all. We'll probably head into a completely another direction, maybe more funner. This album is a little bit more serious, but yeah, that's it. So anyways, yeah, we got a wanted to talk to you about, we got a show coming up August 26th with Jack Russell's Great Ride at the Rose in Pasadena. That should be good. And you can get tickets through our website. And we also, but we got a video. We're going to Las Vegas, I guess, the 15th nice. And 16th of July to start shooting another video for Fallen.
Very
Rock
cool.
Avenue. They're going out there, and Marianne Hartman and Lewis, and great people.
Oh, yeah.
Great people to work for. They really are. They're Allison Mason, I want to really give a shout out to her too. She did our press release. It went all over. It was in Finland and Italy and New York and just all over the world. She's a great lady. She's a very hard worker. You know, nobody knows how in the hell she does it. She's got so much going on, and she does so many things, and she's got her stores, and you know all about that. I listened to her interview, and I don't know what happened towards the end of it, though. It was you couldn't hear it. It got real weird. It was great up until the
right.
last few minutes, and then things got real, you know, it was like echoes and stuff. But she's a great lady, and you're right. You were saying stuff about you don't know how she does. She does, and when she sleeps, and I agree. I mean, it's just she's amazing. She's amazing, ain't she?
Hey, I'm
amazing.
Looking at your website, and we have a link up to it, folks, on our show page and on my website, angelsband.com. It's very easy to get to. One of the cool things, I didn't see this, and I'm going to pick up a copy. You wrote an autobiography. When did you find time to do that, Dale?
Oh, wow. That was, I think, about 4 years ago. I had a friend staying over, and I've known him for years. We, he worked for, I think it was KFI, a radio mm-hmm. station, and he's also he writes books. You know, I'm not
right.
all that. Does he helped me with my autobiography, we did.
Cool.
The book of Dale goes vital, and we got another chapter. We're about to do another pressing, and add a completely new chapter, because it ended with Fallon, which I don't know if anybody knows, but Fallon ended. Her life came to an end at 31 years old on a motorcycle, and that was the last thing in that book. But we're about to do another one and update, and we've got a whole new chapter written, and that should be out shortly, within a month or so.
Very
and
cool.
It's with the new band and all the new updates. So much has happened. I mean, once we hooked up with Rock Avenue, things seem to go through the sky real fast, and things are just flying.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Hi, you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, sweetie.
Dad? I told you not to call me at work.
But I need some style advice.
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep. All men's styles are on sale now, up to 50% off, with shorts from $12, active from $8, and tees from $5 at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
$5?
Plus, the whole store is up to 50% off, so you can get amazing styles for everyone, even me.
Going to Old Navy now.
Oh, and make sure you get something for Father's Day. My treat.
Thanks.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 6/12 to 6/20. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today and today only deals.
Rucks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierucks.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
We also, I don't know if it's okay to mention Boston Rocks Radio.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, kind of that way. I don't know if that's good, but they're not
fun.
A talk show. They're and actually play music all the time and
right.
I don't know what to say.
well, they're playing you guys right a lot. You guys are in rotation. That's how they say it. Rotation on there.
Yeah, and we're looking like we, I don't want to jinx anything. You know, it's looking good for this week's poll, top 10 poll.
Nice.
And, you know, they can check it out for themselves. I mean, I'm really into karma and jinxing and all that stuff. And that's one thing. Hit me in the ass, bite me in the ass. I'm not going to go there, but it's looking good. We need everybody to go out and vote for us. I mean, we really want to make this good. And we need your vote, so if you're out there listening, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, go down and tell somebody at Walmart. I mean, I don't care.
And folks, we'll put a link. We'll put a direct link on how you can vote and get over there and listen. And yeah, that's cool, man.
Well, it closes at 8 o'clock in the morning, so it's almost over.
Well, we'll get it tonight. We'll pull everybody together, man. We'll pull everybody together and get them over there.
I would put the link up now, but we can't do it. Bunch of Rocks Radio. It was crazy, but yeah, it's we've been watching that all week and dealing with that, and we had we were supposed to have a rehearsal today, but we figured since we had the interview, we're gonna do that tomorrow and pull that together. I hear Claire. We had another interview on earlier, but it was. Claire should be coming on. I'm waiting for her. She should be calling in. She's listening, and that's the last word I just got a few minutes ago. So I'm hoping she comes
nice.
On. I really want her to be on here. And,
oh,
and,
she'll be calling in anytime.
She's 100 miles
that.
Away from me. So. She's a that rich girl.
I hear you.
No, I love her. Yeah, I
hear you.
Amazing. She's a great.
Oh man,
she's a great.
You were speaking about Arizona being hot. I just read an article earlier today. It's supposed to get super hot out where you're at. So, you know.
Oh,
be
yeah.
Careful out
yeah.
there, you know?
Oh, no, we got a total hot streak going on here. We're very hot today, and it's supposed to be up to 108, maybe 110 in a few
Whoa.
Days. And it's just climbing and climbing and climbing. And I'm growing a couple pot plants. And they're loving it, bro. They're just loving it.
They just grow it. They do. They like it hot. They like it hot.
Yeah.
Or so I've heard.
They like it hot. Yeah, they're thriving, man.
Before
I swear to God. We got two of them outside. We put them in some 10-gallon containers, and they're just loving it. They're loving it. They're just, they're not budding real good yet, but they're coming along. And they're all
cool,
right.
You can do that now out in California and not have to worry about it. You know what I mean? It's one less thing.
Not quite yet. I mean, we had our licenses, and I don't want to say that we don't have them still, but we don't have them still.
Gotcha.
You know, but,
I hear you.
We had them for, me and my wife had them for about 2-3 years. And now it comes totally legal January 1st. So, they could actually technically probably mess with us, but I don't think they will. I'm not scared about
10-gallon buckets, you know what I mean? Now, if you had a football field, you know, like in a James Bond movie, that would be different.
We could do that. We got an acre. We got an acre of land, and we could have
that
a
military
field,
netting above it and all that. Oh, man.
We ain't got the time
Wait
for
till
it.
January.
There's no time.
I hear that. You guys are always making music and videos and stuff. So you say you're heading to Vegas. How cool is that? Now, that's going to be for Fallen, which we're going to play here in a little bit.
It's like way cool. I can't wait. And I believe Marianne and Lewis are looking forward to it. And we're going to go out there and have hopefully a really good time, but a lot of work, you know. It's like you gotta spread you gotta work and play, you know. You can't just work.
Right.
So we're gonna try to do a little bit of both, or a lot of both actually. A lot of work and then a little bit of play is what it's gonna be like.
Nice. Really nice. Well, that's the way to do it, man. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Well, let's play Fallen. Play it and get everybody ready.
Sounds great, bro. I love this song. Claire came up with the chorus idea and all that, and you know, it's like I'm very proud of what she did with it as well as us, and
nice.
It's a very special song, I think, to everybody in the band. I know.
Well,
it
here
is.
It is, folks. This is Angelus. This is Fallen.
We'll be right back.
Angelus band. Fantastic track. That kicks ass, Dale. I love it.
Thank you. You know, it means the same thing, actually. And when we were copywriting the name, we had some issues because there was a band called Angels. And not Angel, but Angels. And we actually had to get their attorney to go through and let them know, and for her to sway and wave and all this stuff, the rights to have the name Angels, because it meant the same thing. And
I gotcha.
In Spanish, it means, it does mean angels. So, and so we got that, and you know, it's we got the copyright and it's trademark copyright. We have the copyright, then we got the trademark. So that was
nice.
But yeah, it's a great song. I love that song a lot, and I'm really proud of everybody for what they did. It turned out well. It's a great track. You know, we're being played a lot on 365 Radio, which is really great. I really want to throw a shout out to them, and also the My Jam TV is really playing our videos a lot, and I want to give a shout out to them as well. And we like I said, the I believe Killers Now is probably on My Jam TV. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also working on one for Holly Fenton, which is a great song. My wife's actually putting that together, Connie, and she's doing a really good job, and I'm helping her direct it. And we got some really good stuff, and it's about Michigan. It's a song about Michigan and all that. So it's and the GM Pride, and you know, all the stuff that the Shawashee River and all that kind of good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it's what?
Close to my heart, Dale. Close to my heart. I grew up in Michigan. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It takes me back.
Wow. Then Holly Fenton is right there. And it's you got to listen to it, man. It's a great song. And it was written by our drummer of the past, John Merritt. He wrote the lyrics, and then him and someone else wrote the music, and we've been sliding that song along, keeping it alive as long as we can. He got in a car accident about almost 2 years ago now, October, so we've had a few issues with you know, freeways.
It happens.
Yeah,
hey,
that's right, man. You hear today and gone tomorrow. Cal just walks in. Cat dragged in. Say hi. Come here, Cal. Take over a little bit. Help me out here, man. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Hold on. Say hi.
Okay, how's it going, bro?
Hey, Cal. How's it going,
how's
man?
It doing? It's another hot one in California. That's the answer.
We were just talking about that. It's supposed
Look
to get
at Andy Grid voice.
Yeah,
there's that 80s grit voice there from Cal.
This is
Dean Basulto, the drummer. Say hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, yeah, man, how's it going?
I just vote.
Cal, is vote for what? I think we already not did that.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I wanted to let everybody know, too, the record company that Angelus is on is called Rock Avenue Records USA, and, man, they're just a fantastic record company. I am so glad you guys are with them. They just kick ass, you know.
Oh, the great people. My wife and Marianne, they're such good friends, and they're just very, very down to earth, very good people. They don't try and act like some big shots or, you know,
right.
You know, they've got 20 odd bands right now they're working with, and they're very busy. And Marianne will actually give you the time of day. I mean, still, as busy as she always is, she will give you the time of day. And it's pretty remarkable that they still do that. And yeah, they've got some great new talent. They've got Wasted Youth. They've got reality.
Oh, yeah.
Stage of reality. Thank you, Connie. You know, and obviously the new Stonebreed record coming out very soon. That was Carlos Cruz that was on there at the beginning of the show. And, you know, they got just such a great variety of talent on the label. They've even got a country band, Truck Patch Revival, that's real good. They're doing really good on the charts. And then they got Voodoo Fly, which they got a great song called Missing the Bitchin'. It is great, man. It's a good one. It really is. It's a good one.
Missing
the Bitchin'.
I want to let people know again, in case they missed it earlier when we were talking about it in the show. Coming up, now mark your calendars, folks, Saturday, August 26, 2017. You don't want to miss this show, man. You do not want to miss this show. This is going to be in Pasadena at the Rose, right? You guys are playing with Jack Russell's Great White.
Direct
That's
going to
be a hell of a show.
It's going to be our third time or fourth time playing with them. A third. I just got signaled a third. From our producer. My wife.
That's right.
I tell you, man, the Rose is like playing the Coliseum. It's got the best backstage, and any band out there that wants to play a good venue, that's a really cool place. I mean, if you're right there, and really when you're direct support, you're sharing this place that's
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh.
He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
It's not like you're backstage. It's like a room, and we played there with the I'm not gonna call them Rat Man. They called themselves Rat that. Bobby Blotzer did, and we played the show. But you know, Rat's not. You know, Rat's Stephen Piercy and Juan and you know you know, rat. I mean, it's just not just Bobby Brosser. I can't think of the guitar rat's name again. Juan's bass player.
Well, there's a whole thing with that, you know, and it's crazy. And
but, yeah, you know, they're back together now with some other drummer. I don't know who's playing, but Bob shouldn't. I don't know. I'm not gonna say nothing.
I hear you. We'll plead the fifth on that, folks. Well, you know, I mean, I think everybody kind of knows the situation too. If you've been reading the rock magazines and whatnot, you can find out all about it online.
You can't blame Bob. He has to make a living, you know. And he went out there and hopefully he made a few dollars, you know. Hopefully he did, you know. And
I hear you.
Everyone's got to make a living, so I can't put him down for doing what he did. And at all, it's crazy.
I hear you, absolutely. And folks, I want to let you know also, when you go to the Angelus website, angelusband.com, right up at the top, if you click on the store button there, that'll get you right over where you can get the new CD, Killers of the Game. It's a 10-track CD. It's fantastic. I really dig it. And I dig the cover a lot, too, man. That's a killer cover. I like that. Nice.
Thank you. It kind of matches the feel of the album and what it's about. If you look at it in detail, it's got, you know, all kinds of cool things in there. It's really, really detailed. But Warren Martino is the guitar player. I was trying to think of his name, and I should know. You know, Robin Crosby was the rhythm guitarist, which we all lost about 16 years ago. But Andres, I'm sorry. You know. Yeah,
well, hey,
we're lost.
Hold that
Andres.
Thought. We got another call. Let's take it. Here we go.
All right, we got a call. I got to hear what they're saying.
You're on the air. Caller?
Am I on the air?
You're on the air.
Am I on the air? Hello.
You are.
I was just walking down the street, and suddenly I got this phone call, and it was you.
Oh, really?
Oh,
you called you?
Oh, my God. I think I know this voice. I think I know this voice.
Yes,
is this Claire?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Claire.
Hello.
Hi, Claire. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What's your
question?
How's it going?
We got some questions for you.
How have you been?
Claire Diane does the vocals on the Angelus band here, and they're fantastic vocals, too. You do a lot of songwriting as well, right, Claire?
Yes, I do. A lot of the songs on this album, I did all the lyrics, the melodies, and the vocal arrangements.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
You did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
And
it was fun.
I love her work. We're going on, I think, 3 years now, and I couldn't be happier. And like the other day, I think she was like going, we talked, and it was like, you know, we hadn't talked for a few weeks. And she's like, what's going on? You haven't called, and you got to know we're busy at work. Yeah, where were you? Claire, Amy called in from Tucson.
What is your question?
And she does her fan page out there. And then we, I don't know, somebody else called in. But so how are you doing? Cal says he's going to call in, Claire.
Isn't Cal with you?
What's that?
Isn't Cal with you?
Yeah, Cal says he's going to call in. Cal Worthington.
We have a request to play in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be playing in Vegas, I think. I'm not sure when, but...
Well, when we do the video shoot, we have a request
yeah, we're
to
doing the
perform
video
at
shoot.
The same time.
Yeah.
So why don't we do the 15, show at the same right? time?
Wait a minute. I can't hear nothing, guys. I'm on this little iPhone. I can't hear anything. Danny, stop. I'm sorry, Claire. Go ahead.
Why don't we do a show, a performance, while we're in Vegas for the shoot? We'll be all ready.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we just might do that. That sounds like a good plan.
Right.
That really sounds excellent.
So
we should. I really want to play
show?
Count Bam. What's mm-hmm. that?
Have you played any music on this show?
We have.
Yeah,
we
they've
have.
Already
just
played
joined in.
Killers. They've fallen. They just played Fallen.
Nice.
Those
are two of my favorites.
We're going to play Cold Day in Hell and Keep on Dancing as well.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, Claire, I wanted to ask
and,
you.
Colin,
you've been a part of the band, what, now 3 years, Dale was saying?
Yep.
How did that come about? How did you guys meet and all that?
We were flying around in the air and kind of the clouds sent us together. It was through a musician.
Yeah, that's good.
Contact.
We're flying around the air.
Yeah. People like us go when we need players, we go to this musician's contact service. It's a great resource, and that's how we found each other. They posted they were looking for a singer. I was looking for another band, and that's what happened.
It all worked out.
And then they said to me, "Hey, how long will it take you to learn 6 songs? Can you learn them in a week and a half? Because we have a recording session in a week and a half, the day after Christmas." And I said, sure, I can learn 6 songs in a week and a half. Or was it 2 days, Dale? Maybe it was 2 days.
I mean, it was like a couple of weeks, and she did it, and we went to the village, and we knocked out God Country and King, she did, because we already had them, and, She, you know, and that's history. It's over a million something, million and a half or something views on Vevo, if you Google Angeles, God Country and King comes up. I mean, so right now, if I were to die, I would that would be the song that would be level. Fallen's gonna fall right into the first place, I think. I really believe that.
Cool.
I believe Fallen's going to fall right into number one real soon.
That's awesome. What should we play next, guys? Should we do Cold Day in Hell or should we do Keep on Dancing?
Cold Day.
Cold Day.
Cold Day?
Yeah.
Here it is, folks.
Yeah.
Angelus, Cold Day. Check it out. Or Cold Day in Hell, I should say. Here it is.
Because with all your falling, it'll be
And we're back, folks. Cold Day in Hell, Angela's Band, fantastic track. Fantastic track. I like the vocals on that a lot. A lot. I don't know how you talk after singing like that, Claire, but you do. And that's a good thing.
Thank you so much. No, I don't strain my voice. I actually sing properly. I studied and I teach now.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Yes. I would have to take 100 lessons to learn how to sing like that. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Tell
and the guitar playing, Dale. Fantastic. Say again?
Thank you.
Ah.
Claire gives vocal lessons. That's what she does. And she's got go ahead and tell them, Claire, what you do, what you have.
I started a little school called the Laurel Canyon Rock School, and I teach vocals and a whole bunch of instruments, and we have rock band workshops for children and adults, and it's a lot of fun.
Nice, nice. Claire, do you have a website or whatnot we can throw a link up on for that?
Thank you. Yeah, I have, my website right now is being redesigned, but I have Claire Diane Music on Facebook and also Laurel Canyon Rock School on Facebook.
Nice. Folks, we'll put that up, the link to that right after the show's over.
Thank you.
The reason I can't do it now, I just can't do it during the show, but as soon as the show's over, I can add those links up. And again, we're going to add that link.
Come on, you can do like two or three things at once.
No, the software won't let me do it. But I want to add also
I'm
the
joking.
Link. I know. The voting website as well, because you guys got that going on, and you were saying that ends tomorrow, right? So we got to get out there, folks, and make this happen and vote the tracks up. Now that's for the Fallen track, or is that for Killers of the Game?
No, we don't know what it's just the. We're on rotation on Boston Rock Radio, and we're in the top 10. I told you I didn't want to jinx us. Right now, we're number one. We've been number one for like 2 or 3 days, and we're trying to stay there. And polls close at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and I'm not sure where we're at right now, but we were.
So get out there and vote. Dale, you sound like a politician. Get on out there and vote.
That's right.
Polls close 8
p.m. I know. I told my wife I told her this whole week that I felt like was a politician. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Now, I wanted to ask you guys, for the new Fallen video that you guys are going to be filming in Las Vegas, do you already have, like, it all worked out, like what's going to happen, or do you design the videos yourself, or do you have people that do that, or how does that work?
You know, Josh, honestly, we have, we've done it, me and my wife, basically, in the past, but this one is going to be completely separate, and we gave him the song, the guy that's producing this one, or directing it, producing it, whatever you want to say, directing it. And he's going to take his own – we told him the concept of the record. And so we're waiting to hear back from him on what he's going to come up with. We don't really know at this time. We're waiting to hear what he's going to do because I don't want this to be – I don't want our influence. I want somebody new, you know. Somebody entirely new. Me and my wife have done a lot of them, and – I don't want to be a part of this one. I want this to be something completely out of the box and not associated with me or Claire.
I hear you.
Yeah, so we're waiting to see, what he does or says, and then we'll take it from there. If there's something we don't like, obviously we'll say so, but I have a lot of confidence in Rock Avenue Records. And I believe that obviously they have confidence in this guy, so then that should carry down.
Nice.
So we'll see.
Nice.
Hopefully I have a lot of confidence that it'll be our best video to date. It's one of our best songs we've ever done.
It's
so the
song's
video
amazing.
Not, it's not easy.
Very cool. Well, let's play the final track we've got that we're going to be playing tonight. This is Keep On Dancing. Do you guys want to talk about it, or do you want to play it first and then talk about it? What do you think?
Well, Claire, you want to...
do I want to say something? Yeah, Dale and the guys handed me this recorded music, and I didn't quite know what to do with it. And when I came in with a melody and lyrics, they were all like, you know, this sounds kind of like, let's try adding this and let's add that. And suddenly it became kind of a quasi-classic rock disco song, which was not really ever the intention, but I think it turned out pretty cool.
Yeah, it worked.
It was
it
supposed
worked.
To be called...
That's awesome.
It was originally called Get It Up.
No,
so
Arena.
I thought that might
Arena.
Be a little bit too controversial. Well, no, Arena was before I did any lyrics or anything.
Right, right.
But then we wanted to change the title to Pick Me Up.
Right.
But we didn't.
Yeah, it was supposed to just be a fun party song. Arena, you know, that people having a good time being at a rock concert and enjoying themselves and the whole arena just being up and just having fun. And
right.
when the music was, you know, and brought forth, and then we presented it to Claire, and then she came up with this magnificent stuff that she did. Kudos are, you know, I mean, just magnificent job. Go ahead
Thank
and play
you.
The song, man. It's fun. It's a fun song.
Thanks, you guys.
Well, here it is. Here it is, everybody. Keep on dancing.
And don't forget it. Keep having fun.
Just can't stop.
yes, folks, keep on dancing. Angela's band, fantastic track, fantastic track. I love it. I love it. Good track in the show out, too. I like it. We did that smart. Good stuff. Now, folks, the new CD is called Killers of the Game. It's out now. It's everywhere, and you can pick that up on the I suggest you pick it up on the Angela's band.com. I always tell people that if you can to buy directly from the artist, you know?
You actually were sold out.
Mm-hmm.
Josh?
Yeah?
Josh? I mean, James. Yeah, we're sold out. We're Rock Avenue Records has a few left, but we sold all of ours.
Oh, well, there you go, folks. There's a link over there to Rock Avenue Records. Click on that, and you can pick it up there. How about that? That's a good problem to have, Dale. That's a good problem to have.
Well, there's more. There are more being made. Dale neglected to say there are more being pressed as we speak. So pretty
correct.
Soon.
Gotcha. Yeah.
We'll have lots.
And the ones
and
that are out
more.
There are limited edition because we got new pictures and new pictures on the inside. There's been some other changes. So whoever's got the ones they have something that's maybe hopefully one day will be special because there'll be no more of those made.
That's awesome. They're dated. I like it.
Yeah.
Worth more money. That's when you take that CD in, folks, to the pawn shop, the pawn stars, you know, like the MTV. They'll say, "Well, is this the first one or is this the reprint?"
Yeah.
That's a different
that's the
$900 or
$1,000. They're available on digital downloads.
Cool.
As well.
That's very cool.
Everywhere.
Well, folks, it's about that time. It's about that time. It always goes so quick whenever you're on the show, Dale. Absolutely fun time tonight. I just want to give a big shout out also. Tonight's episode was officially sponsored by Metal Babe Mayhem. www.metalbabe.rocks, R-O-C-K-F. And so be sure to use my code POPROCK when ordering from Metal Babe because you get 20% off, man. 20% off. There you go. Hey, I want to thank you guys so much for being on the show tonight. It's really cool. You guys
are really thank Allison Mason. And thank you very much, Jamie. And, you have a great evening. And thank you for having us. And Claire, thank you for coming on. And
pleasure is mine. This is always fun.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It is.
Very,
exactly.
Very cool.
No.
Well, I can't wait to have you guys back. And listeners, this show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the social media and whatnot, and including iTunes, up for free on iTunes. So what you can do, folks, if you're listening to the show in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, though. This really helps me out a lot. Click that ratings and review. It moves us up to the top of the page. That's where we need to be. And that's usually where we're at, actually. Our advertisers really dig it, too. So that's a good thing. Tonight's a Thursday, so that means I'm off for the weekend, but I will be back Monday night. So we will see you guys Monday night. Hey, guys, thanks again for being on the show, and you guys rock, man. Just keep doing it.
You're killing, brother. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.